Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Couple texts. Dexter 607 says, Road Rage does a great job covering the expected sports, but I truly enjoy it when you talk boxing, Negro Leagues, and horse racing. Now, if you owned a racing thoroughbred, what would you name it? Thanks. Well, hope all is well with you. Well, yeah, it's as well as it's going to be right now. As far as what I would name it, that's a good question. Well, since I'm never going to have the money to do that, I suppose you can get deals. I don't know. I really don't know. It's a good question. I'll think about that. I'll think about that. I don't know if I would tie that into something else or whether, you know, I would just want some other, you know, Secretariat Seabiscuit kind of name. I don't know. Tex said Road Rage. That's not bad. That's not bad. They wouldn't like it, though. They're too civilized. They wouldn't like Road Rage, and they wouldn't want a horse to be named Road Rage, right? I'm not sure. Tex said sucks out loud. That's funny. Maybe. Tex said he would obviously name it Ramona. That's interesting.
Idea winner.
JQ says, I'm team Sophie Cunningham. While I'm guessing that all the WNBA people who aren't team Beckers or team Clark are team Sophie Cunningham. I'm thinking there's a lot of Sophie Cunningham love for a whole assortment of reasons, including her appearance. So I'm not surprised that we would see some Sophie Cunningham. Tess said Daniel Webster. Badger Mike says Drone Strike. Tess just says Degenerates United. I sort of like that. Degenerates United. It's like an inside joke. CD said, I'd want to see a horse named White Bronco. Yeah. Yeah, so we have the slowest horse in the whole race. Yeah, no. Degenerates United. That's not too bad. We have lots to get to. Somebody wrote me and said, where'd it go? It's moving too quickly. Tex said, you don't like a healthy Hanes? Well, you're going to have to prove to me a healthy Hanes before we get to that point. I think a healthy Hanes could contribute. I just don't know when that's going to be. I know what they're saying. I think there's a big difference between what's said and what actually is. So I'm a little reluctant to go there right now. Where is the text that wrote me and saying something? Texter said swamp crotch, Rona, bringing up that story that we had.
Oh, no.
The swamp crotch story. They said Walt's rage. Not bad. 706 says, I knew Mateer was a gambler when he transferred to a 6-7 team. That's not bad. Yeah. 470, that's not going to happen. That's 470, that's definitely not going to happen. But it's sort of funny. And I'm not reading it on air either. Degenerates United might be the leader. Road Rage, those might be the leaders in the clubhouse. I don't know. Where's the person who wrote me about Adam saying, why can't I find that? Somebody wrote me about Adams and said, you know, we're hearing great things about his physicality, etc. I don't look. I think you know what you get with him. He's solid. I think more than any other back, you may know what you get with him. But I don't think he has the upside that the other three guys do. So that's. Ramona, I actually needed this. Texter 422 wrote me and said, two ways to win.
That sounds good.
That might be my favorite. That's going to be hard to top. That is well done, Texter 422. You have to know all that inside story with Ramona's strategy on picking against the spread and her two ways to win. So, I think that might be, two ways to win. Dexter said road rage is perfect. Get a 6'2 jockey that whips anyone that gets in his way. Andy says no Gouda. No Gouda. Yeah, that's another contender. These are really good. Dexter said ships at sea. All good. Texas said divorce pending. Texas said, I don't think that would be appropriate. Texas said, what is this? Oh, I'm not sure. Are you referring to the Asian guy who climbed the mountain twice? I don't know. Man, I can't even keep up with this. What else? Sleeper team in college football. We're going to get to that. All right. Look, I've been thinking about this a little more. You know, the AP poll came out. We now have both polls out. Yeah, SC Buckeye fan. I don't know about that. What's this? Just said. All right. I've been thinking about the AP poll, and I want to talk about that poll. I've also been thinking about the love that Ohio State is getting. And they're getting lots of love. Tim Brando picked Ohio State to win the national championship. The coaches had Ohio State 2. The AP has Ohio State 3. What am I missing? Look, I've been a guy who's been a proponent of this program. I think the head coach is terrific. I think the talent level in the program is terrific. Ryan Day was comparing his quarterback situation now to the one he had with Dwayne Haskins and Joe Burrow. I don't know. Are we talking about before we knew what they were? Are we talking about after they knew what they were? Are you saying that your two guys now are the equal of what Burrow and Haskins proved out to be? That Sayan and Kindholz are that? I think that's a little rich for my blood right now, quite honestly. And I think all the Ohio State talk is a little rich for my blood, too. All of it. Tim Brando, who's usually a relatively sharp guy, Ohio State first to win the national title? Why? I mean, look, I know that they stockpile talent and, you know, and they sort of just retool, but they lost a ton of talent and experience. And, you know, you might be able to replace the talent, but did you replace the experience? And so I find it curious because, look, as a guy who, you know, picked Ohio State before the year last year, and has picked Ohio State before. I mean, they've been loaded with talent. I have them sixth, and I'm not sure that isn't wrong. That they might be lower than that. I don't understand the 1-2-3 stuff. And again, we have two polls now. We have the coaches who have Ohio State 2, the AP which has Ohio State 3, and Brando's poll, which now has Ohio State number 1. Are we buying Ohio State as national champion? Because I'm not. I think they've just lost too much. Yes, I think the receiving core is insanely talented, but this is what's jumped out at me from these polls. I have questions about this team. I mean, first of all, you lost your entire defensive front. You lost JTT. You lost Sawyer. You lost Williams, the defensive tackle. Tyreek Williams, who, you know, I think I was the only person on earth saying he's a late round one pick, and he was. I had the wrong team, as it turned out, but I had him going late round one. I had him going to Buffalo. He went to Detroit. But they lost that entire defensive front. Does that not matter to anybody? Now, look, they've brought some guys in, as you would expect. They brought in Bo Atkinson from North Carolina, who looks just like the two defensive ends they lost and might actually be a titch more athletic than Sawyer. In fact, he is. But, you know, built the same way. He's another 6'6", 260-pound defensive end, so he fits that same mold that Ohio State seems to suddenly favor. And I think he's going to be a good player for them. I don't know what Kenyatta Jackson's going to be, what McDonald's going to be, what Houston's going to be. I think Houston has talent. But my point is, you lost that entire defensive front. You also lost players at really every level of your defense. You lost guys on offense, too. You lost two All-American caliber running backs in Henderson and Judkins. And you've replaced them with James Peoples, who really hasn't done much of anything yet. I mean, honestly, I have to go back and watch more Peoples film, but I mean, I think Peoples averaged like 4 yards a carry last year when he did get a chance. He wasn't explosive last year. Now, maybe I go back and watch his high school film and I see more explosiveness in him and more potential, but it doesn't sound like Travion Henderson. It doesn't sound like Judkins. And then they brought in C.J. Donaldson, the transfer from West Virginia. And I like Donaldson. Donaldson is 4 yards in a cloud of dust guy. That's who he is. He's a big 235-pound back who can get you 4 yards, but he's not going 40. And he's not breaking anything off for 60, you know, like a Henderson could have. You're not getting that from him. He might be able to replace some of the Judkins element. Judkins, physical, maybe not the most explosive guy on earth. You know, he might be able to replace some of that. I don't know if you get anything from Bo Jackson, but look, there's no way you can look at that running back room right now and tell me that room is anywhere near as good as the running back room last year. Now, Julian Sayin has more natural talent than Will Howard, okay? He does. And I think it's going to be Julian Sayin. I think Ryan Day's full of crap, okay? I think Ryan Day does this every single year like we talk about. Every year he slow plays the quarterback announcement. He waits right to the end, even though he already knows who the quarterback's going to be. You know, it's like the thing in Alabama. These guys know. They're not telling you because they're trying to maintain the integrity of their quarterback realm. If they come out with the answer too soon, then this is what you get. You get a quarterback room that the guys want to leave. So you can't give up that information. You have to make it sound like it's a dead even race so that once the season starts, guy number two thinks that he still has a great chance to be guy number one. And that's what Ryan Day does every year. It's a little white lie that college football coaches are frequently forced into based on this situation that we have. I don't blame them for this. If I was Ryan Day, I'd do the exact same thing. I'd play this out right to the end. But Ryan Day knows this is going to be Julian Sain. It's not going to be Lincoln Kindholz. And look, I like Kindholz. I think Kindholz can throw the ball. But I just don't believe that it's going to be him. I think it's going to be Julian Sain. And just like I thought Ty Simpson would be the guy in Alabama. And again, I don't know for how long. You know, Ty Simpson's going to have to play well to maintain that job. But Julian Sain is more talented than Will Howard. But is he the quarterback that Will Howard was last year? I think the answer to that is no. He might put up better stats. Will Howard won you the college football playoff. He played his best football at the end of his career. And I told my guy Dan Hope, who covers Ohio State for 11 Buckeyes, that the reality with Howard was that he's a guy who does not thrive in practice situations, that he's built for games, that you watch him throw the ball, you're not going to be impressed with him in a practice situation. He doesn't have an elite arm, these kinds of things. And that's what all the Ohio State fans saw in preseason. They were very worried about it. But once the regular season kicked in, it started to change. And at the end of the year, it really changed. And actually, he threw the ball vertically better than he ever has in his career. But he played out of his mind in order for Ohio State to win the national title. Yes, he had great receivers, but he was friggin' incredible. I mean, at one point, he was 7 of 8 on throws of 20 yards or more in the playoff. You know, and that's how well Howard threw the ball. I mean, they're vertical throws, and he's completing every one of them. Yes, he had great receivers. I'm just not sure that Julian Sain is ready for that at the end of the year, or will be ready for that at the end of the year. Will Howard didn't have experience at Ohio State, but he had a whole career's worth of experience. Julian Sain doesn't have that. The offensive line is reworked to a degree. You know, you bring in another left tackle transfer. We'll see how he is. The receivers are, of course, great. I think the guy, you know, everyone knows about Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate and Brandon Innes and all these guys. But I think the other guy to watch is watch Quincy Porter, the other freshman. Because I'm telling you right now, in Porter, they look like they found another Jeremiah Smith. You know, when Marvin Harrison left, I said, told anybody to listen, the receiving corps is actually going to be better because Jeremiah Smith is better than Marvin Harrison. I'm not saying Quincy Porter's better than Jeremiah Smith. That's a bridge too far. But I am saying Quincy Porter reminds me of him. Same body type, same athleticism, physicality. I don't. We'll find out about the work ethic. That'll determine the rest. But he's another of these 6'4 dudes. I think he came out of New Jersey, and he's a talent. I mean, there's no question this team has talent, but they're not winning the national title. And they're not finishing 2 or 3 either. Quick break.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer. With the best prices and largest selection, we make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a closeout deal on the last remaining new 2024 Toyota Tacomas or get a new 2025 Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. With Norris-built accessories, you can also have your truck customized your way, any make or model handled by certified Toyota technicians. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Coming to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center on August 15th, it's Sweet Baby James, America's number one James Taylor tribute, featuring Nashville's own Bill Grisa. No wigs, no gimmicks, just Grisa's stunning vocals and guitar playing that fans call spot on, the next best thing to James, and a refreshingly authentic stage presence. Sing along to classics like Fire and Rain, You've Got a Friend, and How Sweet It Is, in a night honoring one of music's most beloved icons. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPack.com.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott and Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott and Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Braves fans, step up your sock game with Clemson Sock Shop and make every step a home run. That's right. Clemson Sock Shop has all the fun, funky, nostalgic socks to make you stand out in the crowd. Whether you're cheering on the Braves at the stadium, watching the game on the couch, or listening to the game recap on the roar during your morning commute, gear up with Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet. And as always, buy five, get one free. Located inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I want to talk about looking for a career. Upward mobility, retention, and having that employee around for a long time. If someone wants to come to work for Snyder Tree, what would a career look like?
Our goal is 15% growth a year, which gives everyone the opportunity to come into Snyder Tree, find out what they're good at, and move forward. I think that everyone should have the opportunity to grow every day of their life.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
When the chips are down and the games are close, the 2025 Atlanta Braves don't give up the fight.
Ozuna sends one soaring to deep left field. That's got wings and an engine, and it's 3-1 Braves.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball all season long. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Beth, you're in charge of ordering the tacos for the meeting today, yeah?
I'm not going to order the tacos.
What?
I'm going to Easy Cater the tacos. With Easy Cater, you can order from a huge variety of restaurants, track expenses, and save time.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, you're emailing the meeting notes, right?
No, I'm going to Easy Mail them. Where's my music?
Sorry, Ben. There's no Easy Cater for that.
Easy Cater, the easy way to order food for work. Order now at EasyCater.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Situation.
Waltham Tulu Road Rage, we are back. Lots to get to. You want in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Texter writes, had a friend whose alum was at the scrimmage. He said, first team O pretty much hit its way running the ball. Said Randall looked great, but he worried the defense had issues stopping the run game. My question is, are O-line that good, or will the defense start off slow against the run? No, I'm not anticipating that. I would be somewhat shocked if the defense starts off slowly against the run. Look, these practices and scrimmages, they go back and forth in terms of what side of the ball has advantage, and frequently coaches will egg that stuff on. So I don't know. I wouldn't read too much into any of that at this point. I mean, the games are going to determine that. I think Clemson's defensive front versus the LSU offensive line is going to be more of a problem for LSU than it is for Clemson. I still think that's going to be one of the distinctions in the game. So, yeah, I would be really surprised at that, given the talent and the depth that Clemson has at defensive tackle, and, you know, hopefully the improved depth at defensive end. Look, there are still some questions about this football team as it relates to the defense. You know, there just are. I mean, you know, this defense was not good last year. You do have a new coordinator. There are some questions. I mean, I think there are some questions about the depth at various rooms, various levels. I mean, I think there's questions about the depth at linebacker. I think there's questions about the depth at defensive end. I think there's questions about the depth maybe even at cornerback. Maybe at safety with the Barnes injury, although, you know, he's sort of a special, unique player in that mix, and sort of that nickel Sam type piece, you know, and so, or where it's being called Tiger now, you know, and so that sort of changes that equation. I mean, look, Dabo Swinney sounded pretty optimistic before that injury about the depth at safety. He sounded pretty optimistic about what he thought was the depth at safety. He sounded concerned about the depth at linebacker. And I think there's a reason to be concerned about that. So, you know, these are areas where there are some depth questions. That's the truth of it. And you don't want to suffer injuries before you establish sort of a pecking order and get something going, because that would, you know, further raise the bar on the depth concerns at various positions. So I think there is more to be seen, and, you know, and health is going to be a part of the equation, but, you know, every team has these issues. All these teams have these issues. 9-4-0 says, did Clemson lose an offensive lineman? They've lost Walker Parks for now. And that hurts. I mean, he's experienced, and that hurts. But I think Clemson feels pretty good about their depth and their versatility there. And I think they have I think this team has enough offensive line pieces and enough versatility to be able to handle that loss for a while, as long as it doesn't get compounded with other offensive line losses. That'd be my guess. Ted said, shaky ground. What NFL quarterbacks are on shaky ground? Thanks, Walt. How about that? A little Delbert McClinton, shaky ground. What NFL quarterbacks are on shaky ground? You know, that's an interesting question. And I saw something the other day that ranked the NFL quarterbacks on tiers. I want to get to that at some point, hopefully today, if not today, tomorrow. And we'll talk about just that. I think Aaron Rodgers is on shaky ground, despite the fact he was in the middle of this this listing. Matthew Stafford might be on shaky ground from a health standpoint. That remains to be seen. You know, and by the way, Stafford made the top tier on this particular list, which was allegedly assembled by talking to NFL personnel, people and scouts, etc. That type of thing. Texture said, oh, well, let me get to that. 9-4-0 says, did you know the team that was number two in the AP poll the last 2 years won the national title? Michigan in 23 and Ohio State in 2024. Penn State is two in this year's AP poll. Well, You know, more importantly, Penn State was 1-1A in the road rage poll, which came out, you know, at the start of February. And, you know, it's interesting, Ramona, that eventually all these people wound up in a similar position to what we had, almost identical to what we had, except we did ours months before any of these people did. So you're always the first to know here. And Texas said, I hope Aaron Rodgers is on shaky ground. I hope it shakes enough to knock him over and pull him out of his, put him out of his misery. Dejected Steelers fan. yes. You know, all right. I want to get to this AP poll and continue this conversation, but the Ohio State thing, I just think it's too rich. I think it's just too much. I'm not buying it. I think the Ohio State's being positioned too high, I guess, based on winning the national championship last year, based on, you know, Jeremiah Smith's probably the other part of the reason, and I get that. And there may not be any answer for him, but I don't think this team looks as explosive overall. I think that they don't have the running backs they had a year ago. I don't think they have the they may have better statistical quarterback play. That would not surprise me. But I don't know that they have better playoff quarterback play. I don't think so. I think what Howard gave them was real stability at that position. And I don't think they're going to get that from Saiyan, even if he turns out to be great. I still don't think they'll get that from him. So the AP poll came out, and there are some differences. Ramona, do me a favor. Pull up the coaches poll just so we can do a little side-by-side. We've already gone through mine a number of times. For the most part, I know what I picked, so we can have that conversation. But the AP, in the others receiving votes, they bumped BYU out of the top 25. They're the first in others receiving votes. I did the same thing. Nobody has Baylor in the top 25, which is interesting. I see Louisville there. I see a Southern Cal, Georgia Tech, Tulane moving up. Tulane moving up as BYU falls. Not a surprise. Nebraska, Toledo. Toledo has 13 votes. How about that? How about that, Kentucky? Kentucky, we took the the under on Kentucky. It was 4.5. They played Toledo first. Like I said, when we went over that, I said, I don't think they beat Toledo. Auburn not ranked. Auburn sort of way low on the others receiving votes. So no love for Auburn. I think it's a mistake. I see a James Madison with 9, Memphis with 9. Florida State. Did you pull up the coaches poll?
Yes.
Duke with 6, Liberty with 5, Navy with 5, Iowa with 5, TCU 4, Pitt 3. Oh, the Pitt, a little love for Pitt. You know, I've been saying it since February 1st. A little Pitt love here. That's a shock. The coaches didn't rank Florida State, did they? No, right? They did not rank Florida State, did they?
I don't see it on here.
The AP has them and others receiving votes. All right. So here's what we're going to do. And you 100% have the coaches poll from 2025, the new one, right?
Yeah, it was published on the 4th. It says 2025 to 26.
Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to take a look at the AP poll, compare it to the coaches poll. We'll go position by position. I'll tell you who the AP has, and then you can tell me where the coaches put them. And we'll try and include what we did in this as a part of this conversation as well. Let's see. Before we go to break, no, we're going to do this after. We'll do it after. So we're going to make a compare and contrast between the coaches and the AP poll, and we'll include some of what I did as part of this conversation. I am actually narrowing things now. In other words, I said originally, I think that there were maybe 7 teams that could win the national championship. Although, you know, I divided them at certain levels. honestly, as we sit here on August 12th today, I think there are three. I think there are only three teams that can win the national title. And by now, you should know which three teams I think those are. We'll talk more about this on the other side and who the big three are and why nobody else makes that group of three. Walt Iptula, Road Rage, we'll take a quick break.
The countdown is on. 18 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney.
35, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Cade Klubnik with a minute 16 left. Klubnik takes it to the house and Clemson regains the lead.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
If insurance companies coached football, they'd run the clock, fake injuries, and bench you without warning. I'm Trey Mills, and at Trammell & Mills Law Firm, we don't play scared. You've been hurt in a wreck or on the job? We bring the pressure, every down, every snap. You call us, we go no huddle on the insurance company.
Blue 89. Don't let insurance companies deny, delay, defend. What?
Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at trammellandmills.com. Make sure you pick the right legal team for your injuries.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. With Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, you get reliable service starting at just $109 a year. Enjoy the freedom of freshwater boating with our support services, including on water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat salvage and recovery, and more. Don't let unexpected issues ruin your day. Towboat US, we're here when you need us, 24/7. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com now.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Light up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4145. 4568 or check out our services online at certifieddiesellc.com.
Hey Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
Hey, guys, dealing with ED or low T? Don't just accept it. Act like a man and fix it. Your old lady will thank you. Guaranteed. At Low Country Male, testosterone and ED plans start at just $5 a day. You'll get labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Right now, get 2 months of free ED meds with any new plan, plus 30% off NAD Plus and peptides. With 8 South Carolina locations, it's time to make men men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. Let me tell you about a brand new advertiser. And this may be an advertiser you know, but they're under new ownership now. And that is Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. And you know, one of the great things about Moretti's is that you have both. You have the bar and the restaurant. They're basically two separate, almost like two separate buildings. I mean, in reality, but they're completely separate from one another, the bar and the restaurant. So the restaurant is obviously a great place to bring the family. And then if, you know, you want some alcoholic beverages, you got the other side. Look, if you've never had real Buffalo, New York style pizza and wings, you don't need to worry. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden has you covered. Skip the 12-hour drive to Western New York. Step in a place that's serving the real deal. That's Moretti's. That's right, Buffalo. Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo. And by the way, the original owner is still great friends with them. You know, he just got a little older, as will happen, and need to step away. They completely... and this is my friends Jeff and Luke Willis. Jeff's the father. Jeff's the Clemson part of the family. Luke is the son. He's the Gamecock part of the family. So they serve both sides at Moretti's. It's a constant. It's part of the deal. It's part of the love for the deal. They had a big Bills history as well because the original owner came from New York and they have all the original recipes. In fact, you know, Jeff and Luke went up there and they tried all the Buffalo wings up in the greater Buffalo area, and they believe they have the greatest wings on earth. That their wings are even better than the wings they had up in Buffalo. So they have it all. You know, they've got all of your Italian specialties. They've got your pizza, you know, your lasagna, your spaghetti, but they have the greatest wings on earth too. So they've got you covered for all of it. The pizza, it's thicker than New York style, but it's not doughy, just a perfect crust, baked to perfection in a stone oven. And the buffalo wings, man, crispy on the outside, juicy inside, that spicy, buttery kick with a tangy finish, served with celery and your choice of blue cheese or ranch. Of course, you're taking blue cheese. Everything a wing should be. How about this? You ever hear of beef on weck? No, probably not, right? I think it's called a cummelweck is what the bun is. But unless you're from Buffalo, you're probably not. Tender, slow-roasted roast beef piled high on a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce, served with juice for dunking. Trust me, it's amazing. Moretti also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entrees. Don't forget Fish Fry Fridays. That's right. It's incredible. Fish Fry Friday is a big deal. So much more. And yes, a full bar in a family-friendly atmosphere. Sports fans, this is your spot. Ask about the Little John Coliseum table while you're there. Right. They have a table that was made from a part of the original Little John floor. They have made it's been finished into an incredibly artistic table. It's amazing. It's Moretti's at 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off 385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. And oh, by the way, there are like 25 full-size, large monitor TVs for you to watch all your sports. They're carrying every NFL game, all the Clemson games. It's all there. In fact, they have one wall that is nothing but TVs. The whole wall is nothing but TVs. It's incredible. It's Moretti's. Get there. You'll thank me later. All right. We have lots to get to, Mona. Let's do some of that. I want to talk about this AP poll compared to the coaches poll, and then get into the subject of how many teams can really win the national championship. You know, I have two categories: teams that can theoretically win the national championship, teams that can actually win the national championship. Maybe that's the difference: the theoretical winners and the actual hardcore legit teams that have a chance. All right. Number 25, the AP has Boise State. You know, I will tell you, my first read on this when I first saw it was I thought the AP did better than the coaches. And we'll get to why. There are some misses for them too, I think, but we'll see. There'll be some misses for me. I mean, but, you know, hey, look, all I know is this. We did ours in February. These people are all copying off our homework. Boise State, they have 25, Ramona. You know, I don't know. I have no problem with putting a G5 team in there. There's going to be one in there. Could it be Boise State? Could be, certainly. I don't know who that's going to be, to be honest. I mean, I had Liberty, but I don't know. I mean, maybe Tulane is a team that we need to look more at. But I don't have any problem with putting Boise State here. Who did the coaches have at 25, Ramona?
They had Boise State.
Oh, look at that. They both had Boise State.
Uh-huh.
Now that makes you think there's a little conspiracy stuff going on, doesn't it? Yeah. Yep. At 24, and by, I guess we'll play along, Ramona. Who did Road Rage, that's us, have?
I have to pull that up.
Okay, pull that up. We'll pause it. But, you know, look, Boise State, you know, you lose the greatest tailback in college football. Are you still the same team? I don't know. You know, is that a pick for the program? Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's a program pick. I mean, look, I think they're still going to be good, competitive. I don't even really remember looking at their schedule. Obviously, I did at some point. Let me see who Boise State is playing. Well, Ramona adds that. Come on. Okay, let's see. What do we have for the Broncos? At South Florida, Eastern Washington. That's a blue field versus red field game. I think Eastern Washington still has the red field. At Air Force, App State, at Notre Dame. I knew there was one of those games in there somewhere. At Notre Dame, New Mexico, UNLV, at Nevada, Fresno State, at San Diego State, Colorado State, at Utah State. There's not a lot of meat on that bone. I mean, there's Notre Dame and the rest of those games. Could Boise State run those? They could. I mean, that schedule is not very difficult. I mean, what's the second toughest game after Notre Dame? I guess it's at Air Force. Is it at Air Force? I don't even know. I mean, there really isn't a second toughest game. So they should be in this mix. You know, what they're going to need to do is compete against Notre Dame, make it a competitive game and a loss. If they get totally blown out, that'll probably eliminate them. But we'll see. So I don't have a problem with that. Who did I have at 25, Ramona?
At 25, you have Indiana.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think Indiana has a chance to squeeze in here. We'll see. I don't know. The AP actually has Indiana 20. What did the coaches do with Indiana, Ramona?
Indiana here for them, they have 19.
Okay. So we're all basically in the same area with Indiana. I think they might be a little too high based on that schedule. But I raised Indiana just to get to 25 after the BYU Retzlaff tanking. All right, number 24, the AP is Tennessee. And, Tennessee has a favorable schedule, but I'm not in love with this team. I put them lower than this. I think I had them 30. Is that right? Did I have them 30? I did not have them in my top 25. I know that.
Who?
Tennessee.
Yeah, 30.
Yeah, Rocky Top. And where did the coaches have them?
Tennessee, I don't see them in the top 25. Oh, no, wait. They got 18.
18.
Yeah.
So the coaches actually have Tennessee even higher. It's a lot of love for a historical program. I don't see it. Again, as I remember their schedule, it was somewhat convenient. Maybe we could say that, but I'm not buying them. I think they have issues. I think they lost too much talent. And, you know, their defense might still be pretty good, but I just don't think I buy Tennessee. I have too many questions about them. Where is their schedule? Okay. They have Syracuse, yeah. And then East Tennessee State. Then Georgia at home. They're not beating Georgia. So let's say they win those first two. Georgia's the first loss. Then they have UAB. Then they're at Mississippi State. This schedule's really cozy, other than that Georgia game. Then it's Arkansas at home. Then they're at Alabama. God, somebody's got to win that game. I'm going to say it won't be them. So that's two losses. They're at Kentucky. They suck. They play Oklahoma at home. They're going to lose that game as long as Mateer isn't booted for gambling. That's three. They're at Florida. They lose that game. That's four. And they play Vanderbilt at the end of the year. I think they lose. I think they wind up like 7-5, maybe 8-4. So they're in the area that I put them, I think. I'm just not sure they're going to be a ranked team at the end of the season. I think 18 is going to be way too high for Tennessee. And the coaches had them 18. So I think the writers are closer here. We shall see. The writers, the AP has Texas Tech number 23. I think that's good. That's a good job. You know, obviously the richest program in America, apparently, and they have Baron Morton at quarterback and Joey McGuire at coach. And I love that combination. So I think Texas Tech is going to be very good. I've said since February that I would put them in my poll when I did it, and I put them in my poll. In fact, I probably have them higher than anybody else. Where do I have Texas Tech? I'm running like 15, 16, somewhere like that.
16.
I have the Red Raiders. All right, and where do the coaches have Texas Tech, if at all?
24.
So the writers and the coaches almost in complete agreement here at 23 and 24. Your humble road rage servant has them even higher than that at 16. And I think that's even more true now with BYU out of the way. I think Texas Tech is the second best team in the Big 12 after only Arizona State. I think it's going to be a highly competitive league. But I think Texas Tech has a chance to be near the top of that grouping. And as such, it's not outlandish to think that they could be a playoff team. It's conceivable. You know, we have a big playoff now. We have the big, beautiful playoff. So there's a little bit of agreement here. All three of us have Texas Tech in the poll. Number 22, the Riders have Iowa State. Oh, wait, who did I have at, who did I have here, Ramona? Who did I have at 24? Who did I have at 23?
24, you have Iowa, and 23, you have Michigan.
So the coach, the writers did not include Iowa. They have Iowa way down there, others receiving votes. Did the coaches include Iowa? Be somewhere from 20 to 25 if they did.
Yeah, I don't see them at all on here.
Do they have an others receiving votes category below?
Yes.
Do you see Iowa there?
Yes.
Okay, so both the writers and coaches. Yeah, both the writers and coaches of Iowa and others receiving votes. I ranked Iowa, and they will be ranked. Number 23. Who do I have at 23? It's right above 24.
Michigan.
Yeah, both of them ranked Michigan much higher than I did. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Friends, here's something you probably already know. America is in a health crisis. Me, you, and our friends and family. It's a health crisis that's caused by being overweight, and so many of these issues could be resolved if we could just get our weight under control. Hey friends, it's Mike Vaughn from the Mickey Plyler Show, and I've seen it all firsthand with a family member who has tried the weight loss drugs and shots. I mean, who wants to take shots? Plus all of the side effects, and when the shots end, the weight just seems to come right back. That's why I've been so excited about my experience with PhD Weight Loss. They've helped me learn how to eat and think about food differently. They help their patients drop up to a third of their body weight naturally without ever taking those weight loss drugs. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your own body's metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones. Reach out to my great friends at PhD Weight Loss in the Greenville office at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. HIMS.com/RADIO.